Welcome to a very special episode of Podski Wee. I'm Josh Smith.
Am I Graham?
So everyone listening to this right now, you didn't hear the regular intro, you didn't hear the highlights or any sort of fanfare coming into this because Mike and I have decided that we're going to do a episode solely focused on the news that broke earlier today, and that was that the Hamilton Tiger Cats have hired former Baylor University head coach Art Brills as, I believe it's assistant head coach in charge of offense or something, but that stuff really, honestly, at this point doesn't matter. There's probably people out there who don't know who Art Brills is, although I would think that after the day we've just had, there's probably a lot fewer people that don't know who he is, but he was the head coach of Baylor University for 8 or so years and left in disgrace in May of 2016 for essentially helping to cover up multiple cases of sexual assault by players on the football team, including a number of gang rapes. Just saying that made me feel sick to my stomach. I wrote a piece for Three Down Nation that basically outlined my feelings on this, and the move brought kind of a crisis of consciousness on me. I don't know how to feel about the Ticats right now. It's bad enough this team's 0-8. They've been blown out in a lot of games. We had the 60-1 embarrassment in Calgary. You know, we get inundated with jokes about how the team's not very good and all that sorts of stuff. But that's immaterial. And like I said, the 60-1 loss was an embarrassment. But this is a true embarrassment. Hiring a man who was essentially a rape enabler. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. I've talked to numerous people through social media and that throughout the day. I haven't really had a chance to talk to you though, Mike. How do you feel about this?
I feel, like you said, embarrassed. I was, you know, leaving my house today, and I put on my Ticats hat, and then I took it back off, and I didn't wear it into public, because, to be honest with you, it's just very disappointing that they would make this hire with his past and everything like that. I mean, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is years of covering up these things. You know, he was there for 8 years, I believe, at Baylor, and tens of cases that he had knowledge of or whatever, and he didn't bring it to the proper authorities, and it's really disgraceful. And I'm also questioning my Ticat fandom. I mean, how can we cheer for this team now that hired this bad, terrible man? Like, I just don't get the decision making here. Like, who made this decision? Like, who thought this was a good idea to bring in this guy? They've had to have known that there would have been a ton of backlash from fans, from media on both sides of the border. This is going to be a huge story, and it's not going to look good on this franchise one bit. It's, to put it in one word, it's very disappointing.
Yeah, I think that's putting it kindly. Like I said, I'm sickened by the idea that we actually even have to talk about this, to be perfectly honest with you. Like, I watch sports, and I'm sure a lot of people who listen to this show and a lot of people who watch sports in general watch it to get away from this sort of stuff. You sports to me is entertainment. Yeah, we kind of, you know, live and die by the results in the field, and we love our teams and all that, but we watch it essentially to be entertained. And for a few hours every week, we watch it to forget about all the terrible things that are happening in the world. And now these two things have collided, and they've collided in a way that was avoidable. There is no good reason to bring this guy in. Like, I hear people talking about second chances, and I am a huge proponent of second chances, but we're talking 50 plus cases here where he was apparently not only covering them up, but there were threats on the victims who were going to come forward that things would happen to them if they came forward. And whether that came specifically from him or from someone in the football department or whatever, that's so unseemly and so gross and so illegal. Like, that's the thing we have to – there are victims of these crimes. There's people serving prison time. Like, these aren't allegations anymore. These are facts. There are court cases going on. There's settlements have been made. I know of one case where someone is in prison for 20 years for one of the rapes that was covered up. And it's there's no way that the team could have made this move not realizing the backlash. And we at 3Down Nation have an interview up with Scott Mitchell where, and I say this, I've met Scott Mitchell a couple of times. He's been very nice to me, and I liked him. But in reading some of his comments, they are extremely tone deaf at best, talking about he made a mistake and we believe in second chances. And his second chance was the second time someone came to him and said, one of your players raped me, not the 50th. This man has already had 50-plus chances at this. And I'm all about second chances. Sometimes, though, people don't deserve second chances, and Art Briles is one of those people right now.
If it was just one, it would be terrible and, you know, unforgivable. But when it's 50, I mean, that's a person who is making a culture of rape, basically, that it's okay to do this, and it's not okay to do it. So I'm really baffled by what has happened today. I mean, we were talking earlier, and you text messaged me the news because I didn't see it yet, and I'm like, oh, who's this? Because I heard of the incident when it happened, but I didn't remember the name. And I looked him up, and I was like, oh, man, how could you make this mistake? How, like, went to hire a guy to win games that has this past, is winning's not that important. I mean, the PR is going to be, it already is, terrible. And you're going to see people not showing up to the games, I bet. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Labor Day game, there's a lot of empty seats. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder, and I have had a hard time figuring out what I want to do. You and I discussed this before we recorded. What do we want to do with the show going forward? Do we want to keep doing it? Because, again, we're not huge. We're not a major media conglomerate, but we are giving this team free publicity. And when they make a move like this, it not only questions my fandom, but it questions whether or not I want to even be attached to this in any way, shape, or form. And like I said, I'm a season ticket holder, and I've paid my money to go for my tickets, so they have my cash as it is. And ever since the Ticats have taken this downturn, started a little bit last year, I started realizing that I go to games more for the interactions around my friends, two of which, by the way, are female, and I can't imagine they feel very happy about this this news coming out. And that's something we'll get to, hopefully we'll get to in a little bit.
And they're having a woman's night
tonight.
I think more deal tonight, yeah.
Like it's, I don't know. Like that's where I'm coming from at this, and this is why this I just don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to move on going forward. I don't know what we should do. I just don't know. Like that, and that's where I come at this. I wouldn't be surprised if people did not show up on Labor Day. I would not be surprised if you see protests or you see signs or you see some sort of, because if you look online, you're seeing a lot of fans talking about doing something. And but it's one of these things where it's like, what do you do? Because do you punish the players by being silent on defense? I saw that thrown out there. Just stay silent on defense. Don't cheer. But do you punish the players for what the front office did? Because the players didn't hire this guy. Do you like, I'm probably not going to wear merch for a while. Probably not going to buy merch for a very long time. Does that make any difference? Will that put a dent in the team in any way? Like I like that. All these things that we can and can't do. They all seem superficial. Maybe they'll make us feel better. Maybe they'll make some people feel. I just don't know what to do. And that's sort of where like part of me doesn't want to go on Monday to watch.
Yeah, and judging from that interview, the Ticats are not going to renege this contract. He's going to be here going forward, and I guess that we're going to have to deal with it, but it's going to be very hard to cheer for a team that has this man on the coaching staff, just seeing him on the sidelines. Like it's going to be really hard, man. It is.
It is, and I want to touch on the female aspect. Obviously, you and I can't speak on that personally, because neither of us are female, but how must you feel as a female fan of this football team looking at it and going, well, clearly they put winning above decency? And that's the thing. That's what Art Briles did at Baylor. He put winning ahead of the safety of fellow students on that campus. He said to himself, it's more important that I win football games than to keep women away from sexual predators. Imagine if you're a female fan of this team. And you know what? We can even imagine. We have mothers. We have grandmothers. We have... I'm sure you have. I don't have sisters, but I have female cousins. I have female friends. How would that feel if you're a woman who cheers for this team, diehard fan of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and then you see them bring in this guy? How do you explain that to your young daughter? How do you explain that to your mother? Like, I just, again, I feel like that we're very disjointed here in our thoughts because we are just, we're going off the cuff here, people, and if this is unfiltered. But I just come back to, I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel. Like, I'm outraged, but what do we do going forward? How do we manifest that outrage into something positive? How do we manifest
why,
it?
But
I just don't
why
know.
Why do you think it was so important for them to bring this guy in? I understand that he has a good track record in the NCAA with Baylor and Houston before that, I believe. And then he was coaching high school football. But the risk reward for this is, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, yes, maybe he can improve the offense on the field or just the whole team, but it just doesn't make sense to me. I guess June Jones and him have a long track record. They've known each other for a very long time, so I'm guessing that June Jones was the guy that wanted to bring him in initially.
Probably, but at what point does vouching for your buddy not become the be-all, end-all? Yeah, he's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. Oh, he made a mistake. He made 50-plus mistakes. Like,
this isn't a second chance.
No, this is not a second chance. And I've seen people use, oh, what about Chris Rainey? And I've been on the show talking about Chris Rainey being disgusted with what he did. But there's a big difference to me between, say, a 22-year-old, 21-year-old, 19-year-old doing something wrong, paying his price, and turning his life around, then some he's what, in his 60s, 50s? Like, that's who he is. And it's a stain that's going to be on him for the rest of his life, and deservedly so. And it's a stain that's going to be on the Ticats for a very, very long time. This is not going to be something, to me at least, that's going to wash away, even if they come out before we finish recording the show and they come out and say, hey, okay, we're not bringing him in, even though they've said, Scott Mitchell said in the interview with Drew Edwards, no, we're not planning on getting rid of him. He's staying. Even if they reverse course, maybe forced to by the league or whatever, and they say we're not bringing him in, they still made the decision at some point that the positives outweighed the negatives, and they don't. They just
can't
don't.
Believe that Bob Young signed off on this. I mean, it's really puzzling to me because I don't know. I just thought he had, I don't want to be too mean or anything, but a higher moral value. You know what I mean? Like, I just didn't think he would be a guy who would sign off on this decision.
Well, and for a team that is so heavily involved in the community, for a team that, when it comes to community work, can do no wrong, this has brought a massive stain on the city of Hamilton. Now this city is going to be looked at in U.S. circles, because this is not just something that we're talking about here in Canada. This is blown up. It was on TMZ, for crying out loud. Like, this is big news, and it's making Hamilton look to be one of those small town hillbilly cities where football matters more than anything, and that's just not true. It's not like, as much as I love the Hamilton Tiger Cats, I would hazard to say that less than 50% of the people in this city are fans of the team. And so this is not a city that's just, oh, all we care about is our Tiger Cats. There's a lot of Tiger Cat pride. There's a lot of Hamilton pride, but that really, really went away, at least for me today, with the news.
Yeah, I lost a lot of my Tiger Cat pride. And, yeah, it's a very tough day to be a Ticat, as we were talking about before we started recording, because even when the team is 0-8, they're the worst team in the league, I proudly wear my Ticats gear out. And, you know, people might laugh and say, you know, 0-8 or whatever. but I still have that pride. But with this, it's different
Well, you
because
can't defend it. You can defend it, but
no, you can't.
here's why the team is bad on the field. And you can look and go, this isn't working, that's not working, and you can rationalize in your head that, hey, maybe this can even turn around. This is beyond that. This is beyond that.
And I mean, we're 0-8. Do you think bringing him in is going to turn around this season? I don't think that. I don't think, like, why was this move made now? It's just, it reeks of panic, and it reeks of a terrible decision. Because, like you said, it's bringing on a lot of bad attention to this franchise. They shot themselves in the foot with this one.
If, let's say, for argument's sake, they turn this around. Let's say they win 10 in a row. They go 10-8, they win the Grey Cup. Are you going to feel good about that? I'm not.
You know what? It's gonna, if I'm watching the games, it's gonna be hard for me not to get excited if this team turns around, because it's built into you, since we were little kids, right? So it's not, no, it won't feel great if these team turns it around, and with this man on the sidelines, it's just like my initial reactions watching the game will be, yeah, touchdown. But then
And then
once you think about it, you're like,
afterwards you're gonna feel
who am I
gross.
cheering on? Who am I cheering on right now?
Yeah, like you're the it, that because I agree, we're Tiger Cat fans. You cheer for the name on the front of the jersey, not the back. That's what we've been told since we were little kids, and I get that. And it's innate. They score a touchdown, you get excited, and they win the championship, you get excited. But then it's gonna be that aftermath. You're gonna that 15 to 20 seconds afterwards where you're probably gonna feel a little disgusted. You're gonna feel gross. Like just talking about this, I feel like I need a shower because it's just such an unseemly topic that I never thought we'd have to discuss on this show. I never thought you and I would sit down and talk about a rape enabler. Like I don't know any other way to put it. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. This man enabled multiple rapes and sexual assaults to occur under his watch. And we're talking about this man being hired as a coach. Like, it's just so gross. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, it is. And like, did you want to talk about another man on this staff, Eric Tillman? Like, we can cut this out if you don't want to talk about it, but
No, we can
like,
we
should we
no.
talk?
No, we can
All
talk
right.
about Eric Tillman.
Because, okay, so the Eric Tillman thing, like, I've seen people say, oh, why weren't fans outraged about Eric Tillman? And that's also a very tough subject to talk about, too, because this man went to court for allegedly groping a teenage girl. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. It was his babysitter, if I'm not mistaken.
So we have two people on the Hamilton Tiger, not our, on the Hamilton Tiger Cats staff that have had questionable. Eric Tillman, it was only one incident, so that I can't lump him in with the other character that's coming in, but it's still a bad look to have two of these guys on the same staff, is it not?
Yeah, it probably is. It's the Eric Tillman thing happened, and again, I'm not trying to wash over this or anything, but the Eric Tillman thing happened. It was a one-time incident. He was an adult and did something wrong.
That was a second chance, right?
That was a
That
second
was
chance.
an actual second chance, because he did something very wrong. It never happened before in his past. Before it happened, it hasn't happened since. They gave him a second chance, and he hasn't done anything wrong since that. So that's a different issue than what we have here now.
Yep, no, I completely agree with you. That's actually a great way to put it. I guess we can kind of wrap a bow on this. I don't know. Do you have anything else you wanna say about this very disgusting situation?
No, I didn't think the Tiger Cats would value winning over,
Human decency?
there you go. Yep, that's all I have. Yeah, perfect,
Yeah,
perfect.
neither did I. I thought better of the
And
organization
we don't
than.
even know if it's gonna work. Like, we don't even know if they're going to win. So yeah, it's just very troubling. The whole thing's very, very troubling.
Yeah, it's. You know what the worst part of it is to me? I have a 6-year-old nephew who loves, loves going to Tiger Cat games. And during the afternoon, when I was deciding, like, what do I do? Do I have to go up to him and say to him, hey, buddy, we can't go to games anymore because the team that we cheer for, the team that you just fell in love with over the last 2 years, they hired someone who enabled a bunch of college students to sexually assault women, to rape women, to gang rape someone. He's 6 years old. I don't want to have to explain to my 6-year-old nephew what the fuck a gang rape is.
Yeah,
Like, he's too young for that. But this is where we're at. What about all the fans who bring their young children to games, who are going to hear the cat calls, who are going to hear the comments, and they're going to wonder, what's this all about? Think about those fans, and think about what they're going to have to put up with, and whether they're going to want to come back to the stadium. Like, it's bad enough when you hear fans scream expletives at players or curse a lot, and I can be bad in that regard too, because I curse a lot in my daily life, and sometimes I need to censor myself, and I'm not the best at it, but I try. I really try when I'm at games, because I know there's little kids around, and you want little kids there because you want them to love the game like you love the game. Like, I've been a fan of this team for almost 30 years, and my first game I was like 6 years old, and that's like, you want them to go and you want them to experience something, and now there's this added element of sleaziness to it that
Yeah,
they're going to have to
and
put
this,
up with, and that's not fair.
yeah, it's not. And this is a guy, Bob Young, an owner of the Ticats, who wanted to ban Argos Suck. I mean,
Yep.
this is a guy who tried to build a family atmosphere since he's on this team, and this hire goes against all of that.
Yep, it really does seem like a complete 180 on what this team used to be about. Honestly, you said it perfectly, family friend. This was a family-friendly organization, a family-friendly atmosphere. Ken Austin's preached family since the day he was hired all those years ago. It was I've heard players say, like, the reason we want to play in Hamilton, they have this family atmosphere, and now that extended to the fans and the fan base, and now you have this character who comes in with this with just this disgusting background, and it makes you question everything. It really does.
Yeah,
It's made me question my fandom. It's made me question whether or not the show should continue. It's made me question a lot of things, and it's going to be a long time, I think, before I really feel comfortable wearing some black and gold merch, honestly. I'm not going to spend my money on them for the foreseeable future, and I think a lot of my I think my my I think my t-shirts and my hats, I think they're going in storage for a little bit. I can't put the logo on and walk around this city and feel okay with myself. And this isn't about me. There are women down south in Texas who were assaulted because this man allowed it to continue. And but we were talking about this scenario here, and it's just it's a really disappointing time to claim you're a Ticats fan, Mike. It really is.
It's a black eye on the franchise. We are known as as a bad franchise right now. I mean, I relate it to maybe, the Baltimore Ravens of the NFL, where they have a bad reputation, you know what I mean, as a franchise. That's why how I feel now about the Ticats. It's just, we're going to be, we already were the butt of every joke. Because of our on-field performance, I keep saying our, because of their on-field performance, but this is just way, way, way worse than that.
Yeah, we're that team now. We're fans of that team. And to be I've seen fans from all across the league reach out to myself, and I've seen them reach out to their fans and tell they I think they understand that while we're fans of the Ticats, we're obviously not the Ticats, so I don't think we're gonna be dealing with a lot of there's always gonna be idiots out there who are gonna take this and use it as a as an excuse to bash the fan base of the team, but it seems that everyone almost universally believes that because look, if you go online and see the outrage, it's there. Ticat fans are just as pissed off about this as anybody else, so it's good that the CFL community has kind of rallied around the fans of the Ticats and said, we know you're not this. And that's very heartening to see, but it still doesn't make it any easier to swallow because we are fans of a team that would do something like this, and that's like I said, that's made me question a lot of things, man. It's made me question a lot of things.
Yeah, when you go out in public and you have a Tiger Cat symbol on, people are going to look at that and think, "Oh, that's that team," right?
Yep.
So it's a tough day.
Yeah, I think we've said all we can on this. I hope everyone who listens to this got something out of it. This was very cathartic for me. I hope it was the same for you, Mike. So that was this one-off, hopefully. Praise Odin. This is the only time we have to talk about this one-off special episode of Podski Wee Wee, and we'll talk to you later in the week with what will hopefully be a much more fun conversation about the actual happenings on the football field. Thanks everybody for listening.